This is an MUT Radio podcast.
This is the campus voice. Uhleli nami intombi yasekudunkomo. What's his utegalanga untombazi? And we do have uPrincess G. Right now, we're having our, you know, he's always here, man. You know, nje umangena yena uyeza ukuthi no man, akusafani, you know. Ingqondo yami nje ngathi nje izodla nje ukudla. Go kwengqondo yabo. We have uSabelo Madida in studio. Sabelo njani? What do you have in store for us? You know, our listeners are just, you know.
Yeah, today we're going to talk about 3D technology.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that has been improving and improving and improving 3D printing until they got into amazing things. So now, if no one knows what a 3D printer is, it is what this is what companies use to actually build, you know, you see the toys
The
kids. Yes, they normally use 3D printers when they creating automotive what you call this automotive parts. They use 3D printers. Your pouches for your phones.
Really?
They use 3D printers. Your tripods, all the plastic material stuff.
Yes.
It's being created using 3D printer.
Wow. Here I was thinking that, you know, they just melt something, they put it in the
No, a 3D printer, it actually you tell it what to, you give it a design, you program it to then build it, molds. So there's something that we call a former. You put a former in it, and then it will translate that into that model. Also, we can't delay on.
Yeah.
So if maybe, for instance, you want to create a pouch, you program the 3D printer that this is the pouch. You firstly design it, obviously.
Yeah.
And then you send all the design programs to the machine. Then the machine will build it as an object.
Wow.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
what it does.
I remember a few years ago, I was watching, there was this show that I was watching, I can't remember its name, and they were talking about, you know, body parts, Uguti. A lot of people are in need of certain body parts, and they actually showed a computer print, not a computer, but like,
it's a 3D machine, it is.
A machine printing out an ear.
Yeah. It works in so many industries, you know, for different things.
Yes.
So companies that actually build, you see that there's people that don't have legs, maybe they one leg.
Yes.
So for them to replace that leg, they will print it with a 3D printer.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you hear 3D, you always think about movies, right?
Yes.
Because whenever you go to a movie, they ask you, what's a 2D or a 3D?
Mm.
So what it actually means is that 3D means that we can modify whatever that you are looking for into an existing item. So that's why when you go to a movie and you're watching a 3D, it's like you are also inside the movie. So it's being in reality in everything that you do. So now what they've done is that they've spread the 3D printing, or they've improved it into actually printing food.
Wow.
Yeah, this restaurant in UK where there's no chef. They eat 3D printed food.
Wow. I'm pretty sure someone who's listening is asking themselves, Uguti, is it safe for me to eat 3D printed
food? It's healthy. It's very healthy.
Mm.
It's the same thing. It actually tastes better. So you'd find that there's like you see those smart homes, one I'm always talking about. You find that there's no chef, or they don't cook there. They just use a 3D print at the kitchen.
Wow.
You just tell it what to do. Today I feel like I want to eat burger.
Yeah,
you say I want burger.
I feel like I could use that machine, because I'm always lazy to cook, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be the next big thing, because most of restaurants are now starting to retrench and they put 3D machines and they print food. And what it can actually, it makes it same time. You eat it same time. So it's not like you have to chop and wood. And
just,
it's your own chef, that's what you do.
I'm sorry for disturbing you.
No problem. I was just I want people to understand that 3D printing is also the future. It goes hand in hand with all the artificial intelligence and everything. It's just that a lot of people are not familiar with it because it's an industrial model.
Yes.
Or I can say it's an industrial technology. It's not used for in public, I may put it that way.
Yeah.
Only industrial companies use it mostly. So companies that create stuff, you know. But for public, since now it is open to buy a 3D printer to print food. But there's also a 3D printer that builds houses.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like it builds a house from scratch. Because now what they saw is that if this thing can be able to build a toy.
Yes. It can build other things as well.
It can build other things as well.
Yeah.
You know? So then they were like, let's test it in real life and see if it can build a house. And boom.
There's so many
houses now that are 3D printed.
Wow.
I want you to go on YouTube and say 3D house Uzobona.
Man, I once saw a video, because I'm usually on TikTok.
Yeah.
I saw a video of, I thought it was like, it was fake, yabo, of the machine building a house.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, guys. What is happening?
Definitely, yeah. So what they do is they'll come to a vacant space, ne? Say they want to build. So they'll come, they'll transport the machine, like it's a huge machine, but it's a 3D printer. It uses concrete, right?
Yes.
By the time it's mixing the concrete, it has like a hand that releases that cement,
yes.
But it releases in a form. So they draw the house.
Yes.
They get into the, they build the foundation.
Mm.
Once they've built the foundation, bazo tattoo machine at the wherever it needs to start. Then once it starts, is ohamba, because it has all the model in a computer. It's programmed. It knows what to do. When it gets to the window, it's gonna stop. Here, for 5 meters. Again, you tell you cement, it will create the shape of the house as it has to be. Easy, your figure pays all. And then they do the roofing. Imagine. So there's no bricklayer now.
Wow.
Imagine.
So, Jay, for Umuntu who's like, who's into like building houses, it means the jobs.
Champion. So all you have to do is to understand how to control. I always tell people that the jobs are not running away, they're just advancing.
Yes.
You need to be in the better position. Position yourself in the right direction. So what they need to understand is how to control that machine.
Yeah.
How do you use it? What do you need for you to be able to control it? And then you study there. Study that. And in South Africa, all these things I'm talking about, they're not here yet. And it's still going to be...
It's coming.
You know? So if you position yourself now, when it comes, when it arrives, it's a figure like when already.
Wow.
You know? Mm. But 3D printers, we're going to bring them. The one that build toys and everything else, we're going to bring them on the masterclass when we have it next month. Yeah. So the overall idea now, it's no longer a masterclass. We want to have a workshop where we're going to call all these companies and bring their tech. We're going to have robots. We're going to have artificial intelligence. We're going to have robotics. We're going to have 3D printing. We're going to have processing, programming, coding. All these companies are going to come here and they're going to display everything that they do.
Oh, am I invited?
Obviously. You are the first in... Oh, come on.
I know. I'm just messing with you. For maybe someone who wants to... Because you said it's still coming, like Mzansi.
Yes.
And if maybe I'm like, okay, fine, I also wanna own that machine, you know. So what are the pros to having that machine? Yes.
Yeah, no, that's a 3D printer. You can just go online and say 3D printing for sale. You'll find companies that are selling 3D printers, the small ones, and then when you want the bigger ones, you also have to go there. There's no like pros and cons or like the processes, but obviously you have to understand how it works.
Yes.
You know, there's no certificates that you need to have for you to buy it. No, it's just a product that you can go and buy. But the big ones, the ones that build houses, I'd be lying. I don't want to lie. I haven't even got in that far. How do you actually get a hold of them, you know? But I know them because I study these things. Like, I'm fascinated by them.
You can tell that you know what you're talking about.
You know? Yeah, so every now and then I just want to know what's next, what's new, you know? So when I found them, I was like, whoa. There's no way. And I saw that it's real. It's happening for real, you know?
I'm also mind blown, honestly. I remember when I watched that documentary about
the ear.
Yes, about the ear. I was like,
I know.
But now that everything is just getting real now, really?
It's like, you know, when I first saw the 3D in action, I think it was back in 2021 when I saw the first modeling gene, AI 3D printing. I think it was 2021.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw it, we created a pouch, actually.
Wow.
Then it was mine. They said I must design it however I want.
Yes.
Then I will take it. I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Same time, bro. Like, for 5 minutes, you can see it being, we are born, cool, it's okay.
Yeah.
Now it's getting into shape.
Yes.
And I'm like, whoa, guys. I want to take these things to the rurals, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Like, my next year journey is to get funds for me to be able to go to these primary and high schools and show this.
Just to educate Abantu about the digital transformation.
Yeah. And give them the idea. It's nice if you have the things. Like, like Joba Suga's Kulumala. I can understand for some other people when they're listening to us, they say, hey, no. There's no way this is true, you know? So that's why I wanted the workshop to actually have isn't that are tangible. The things that we're always talking about, I want them to see them. Ugutsi, these things are real, you know, and they're out there.
And is it correct if I say the 3D technology reduces human error?
It's true. That's the whole reason why they want it. That's the whole reason.
You know, I might add
more water, less cement,
too
much of sand, you know?
Yeah.
So you got the machine to do this thing.
Mm.
Yeah, obviously, man, even with the food, you know?
Yes.
It will make it the way you want it.
Wow.
You know, it's your chef. As I'm saying, it's your chef.
I need to process the food part.
Gonna come to start. You might be eating it, but you don't know that you're eating it.
Oh my gosh.
McDonald's and them, they can't do it.
Please don't say
they
that.
They can.
You're breaking my heart now.
They can. Those are big companies. They can. They can.
Wow. I mean, it's possible.
It's very possible. Mm. And it's nothing. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not. It's the same. It's just that it has less fat. You know?
Yes.
It gives it like... Yo, I don't know. All the time when I talk about this thing, it's like I want to show you for you to see this thing. Oh, but I showed you off air, right? I want you to go now, and say, let me look at this thing. There's restaurants.
I'll definitely do that.
In UK, there's no chef. No chef. We are getting Kale Panty. There's a 3D machine in your table. You order whatever you want.
Mm.
It makes in front of you. Prepared, given.
Jeez.
Imagine.
So, Nje, guys, please make sure that.
I've loved to own that restaurant myself.
Guys, please make sure that you evolve with times. Because Jenga Manje is a macalong.
And everything is going to change, guys. Like, there's a video I want you to watch there that's written how the world will look like in 2050. Actually, Dubai. They've created the first smart city
on
a desert.
I remember watching a video of that. It was still like some sort of plan. How is that? Wow. It has everything.
It's
like,
a smart city, like, which means... Oh, guys.
It's definitely coming here. I can feel
inside
it in my bones.
That's going to be so late.
As a figure, you know...
We should be ready.
The thing is, I feel like a lot of us are not prepared, you know.
It's true. The only thing we want is the latest iPhone 15.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, hey? That is true.
Well, we all want it, but in a nutshell, everything that we are around, actually, a fridge, bro. Fridge. Yo, where's Angas? I don't know how. You know, when we talk about Internet of Things, we talk about objects that can function by themselves.
Yes.
You know, you just, you, if you want a kettle, you tell it, I want this much of water.
Yes.
You know, so everything that we live around, it's going to be able to function by itself.
Yeah.
You know, all you need to do is to give instruction. That's where, that's what a smart city is.
Yes.
You just give instruction. Everything you want, it's given to you.
Wow.
Imagine how much it is to stay there.
Expensive.
It should be.
Wow.
It's a smart city.
I mean, I get that, but like, it's not like...
It should be expensive.
It should be expensive, but like...
Imagine the power to run that city.
True.
You understand? Because everything is electrified, obviously.
Solar energy?
Even that. Okay, solar might be the answer, but nah, yo, it has to be maintained, and that is very expensive. Yeah.
So, nje.
But I thought we don't, with South Africa, with slow shading and all of that, I don't think we're going to have a smart city soon, eh?
Never, no. You never know.
Not that we're not going to have it. We may
but not,
it,
not soon, soon.
Can be, you know?
Maybe that's why we have load shedding. They're just trying to...
let's cut it there. But yeah, we were talking about 3D technology. I think people should go and... That's fascinating. Even to watch it, just go and see how you can use the 3D. Because I want to buy one. You know what I want to do? I want to create promotional materials.
Wow.
Such that was 3D printed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What you're carrying right now, that was 3D printed.
Whoa.
Obviously. Yeah, everything that you're around, most of the time, it's 3D printed.
It's 3D printed. It's just that we don't
we
know.
We don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like people should just research about these things. Because, like I said before, the world is changing. It's forever
change
evolving. You need to be prepared for whatever change, you know, move in with the times.
Especially with the work, because... Obviously, if such things are arriving, then work is going to take a different direction.
True.
You know, imagine those people that are working at those restaurants, the waiters, the chefs, the people that wash dishes.
Imagine equalification, Yakonji.
It's gone.
It's gone because of a machine.
Imagine. All these machines are here to replace us, bro. Control the machine, then you'll be fine.
Wow. Sabelo, before I let you go, man, we were... During the first hour, the topic was hashtag making moves Mondays. Mm-hmm. So what moves would you be making? What to expect from you?
Expect the digital transformation workshop in November.
So make sure that we are safe. No reminder.
Yeah, we're going to release the date soon. We're still working on some other stuff, but we are working on it. That's what I'm working on. I even ignored my digital agency, guys, like for this to happen. Not that I'm ignoring it, but I'm putting so much effort into digital transformation that I even forget that I have a digital agency. Imagine.
Wow.
So, but I have people that are running it, so my team is amazing. So that helps, you know, to have a solid team.
Wow.
But I am working on the digital. I want this to happen because I want people to be in this change I'm talking about.
So make sure, Njuguti, you follow. Where do we catch you on social?
Okay. I'll tell you.
Okay. All right. Let me let us not spoil it.
Exactly.
You know, because the dates will be released. And make sure that you stay tuned and you listen. You keep your...
Yeah. Next week, we're going to be here again. I'm going to keep updating you guys.
Yes.
Until I release the date.
Yes. And make sure that you save those dates.
Because those are the best days, guys. So I want to give you guys the best.
You do give us the best, Njie.
Yeah, but I want you to see it in action.
Yes,
I want you to see the robots. doing what you're supposed to do.
I am excited, man. I can't wait.
Don't worry.
You'll see.
Because I'll definitely be there, you know. As soon as you release the date, I'm going to be there, you know, because, yeah. I mean, there's a lot to learn, you know.
And on that day, there's just going to be so much information you're going to be taking. And, you know, your head will be, you'll be mind blown.
I'll be like,
because all these things I talk about, I want you to see them live.
Yeah,
working.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, Sabelo.
It's a pleasure, man. I've missed the studio. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.